People are paying their final respects to Aretha Franklin today. She's lying in repose at the Charles H. Wright Museum of African American History in Detroit as part of memorial activities this week in her hometown leading up to her funeral on Friday. NPR's Debbie Elliott spent time with fans as they waited to see the Queen of Soul a final time.
By early morning, the line wrapped around the building as people waited to say goodbye to an icon.
This is history. This is history right here.
22-year-old Sidney Lloyd of Detroit was here before 7 a.m. He calls her a national treasure.
We're here to respect Aretha Franklin. She put a lot of her energy into giving back to the community. And I think it's amazing that she lived through segregation era all the way to the first black president, and she was able to perform at three inaugurations. A lot of people don't get to live through that.
Fans here talk about how Franklin's music marked milestones in the nation's history, from singing Precious Lord at Martin Luther King Jr.'s funeral to My Country, 'Tis of Thee at President Obama's inauguration. But she also provided the soundtrack for personal moments, and today was all about breaking out in song.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T. You better sing, sing. Sing about what I'm trying to do. Sing, sing, sing. Freedom.
Paula Sands is with this group of women from Detroit.
She was our queen. She will forever be our queen.
Inside, mourners heard Franklin's gospel recordings as they filed by her gold-plated casket. She's dressed in vivid red, including her high heels, and flanked by enormous arrangements of purple, pink, and yellow roses. It was a bonding moment for many.
We all just experienced history together in love. It's
yes,
awesome.
Yes, keep in touch. Yes, yes. Travel safely.
Sir Diego Brazil came from North Miami Beach.
I wanted and had to be here for her last public appearance, you know.
His favorite Aretha Franklin?
Gotta find me an angel, boom, 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 to fly away with me.
While Brazil and others came from around the country to be here, it's a particularly poignant moment for Detroit.
She was Detroit.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? She stayed in Detroit. She's still Detroit.
Yes.
But she didn't leave us.
Donna Dudgeon says other artists moved to New York or L.A. once they gained fame, but Franklin stayed put, and that means something.
I love Aretha. My mom and daddy taught me how to all about Aretha when I was a little girl. Rock steady, baby. Now hear me now. Woo! That's what it's about. God bless you.
Patricia Crawford took a bus from a Detroit suburb to get here today.
I have so much respect for her. And people always have asked me, you know what, why do you like her so much? Because she's touched my soul. And I like touching other people's souls.
She remembers growing up singing Aretha Franklin songs into her toothbrush.
Looking out on the morning rain. I used to feel so uninspired.
Parked out front, a vintage 1940 Cadillac LaSalle hearse awaits to take the Queen of Soul on to her funeral and final resting place.
You make me feel like a natural woman.
Debbie Elliott, NPR News, Detroit.